This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour news update recorded on December 1st, 2014. I'm Mark Boulanger. Today is World AIDS Day. Unions around the world are calling on governments to bring an end to the AIDS epidemic by 2030. HIV is the human immunodeficiency virus. It weakens the body's defense against disease and illness. AIDS is the acquired immunodeficiency syndrome. This is the stage where the body has acquired life-threatening infections. There is no vaccine to prevent HIV. About 35 million people around the world are HIV positive. And although HIV infections have dropped by 38% since 2001, there were 2.1 million people newly infected in 2013. Sub-Saharan Africa remains the region most affected, with two-thirds of the total number of people living with HIV, as well as the majority of both new HIV infections and new AIDS-related deaths. One of the longest-running labor union programs is a joint project between the Trades Union Congress in the UK and the Nigerian Labor Congress, the NLC. Esther Ogunfowara is the coordinator of the TUC-NLC Workplace HIV-AIDS Initiative in Nigeria.
The NLC-TUC-UK project on building workplace capacity to combat HIV and AIDS, it's a very important, practically for the Nigerian Labour Congress, in terms of going to the workplace to ensure that capacity of trade union members are built to respond to the issue of HIV and AIDS. Previous to this, we had a situation where employers will sack our workers, our members, because of their HIV and AIDS positive status. And the NLC, with its members, affiliates, started a campaign in the country, around the workplace, building consciousness of workers that HIV and AIDS is a right issue. And at this very critical point, the TUC UK came up, you know, to build on the work that we started in country at various workplaces to focus on the health sector and the education sector. And why the health sector is so important is that we know that the vulnerability of workers in terms of the work they do in the workplace, at the same time as their vulnerability as individuals due to their social lives and behaviors. And we'll also say the education sector is quite important because it also gives the project an avenue to reach the next generation, because these are teachers from the primary school, the secondary school, and also the tertiary institutions. So we're able to reach children as in the primary school. We're able to reach children through the project in the secondary school. And we're able to reach our youth in the tertiary institution. We also know the vulnerability of youths in terms of peer influence. And this has been going on practically and changing the workplace in terms of behavioral change, in terms of people now going out to know their status, which was one thing that trade unions would never do before because of stigma and discrimination. It has also helped to reduce stigma and discrimination in the workplace, because people now know the right way in which the virus spreads, that is not in terms of relation with people, but in terms of the practical way of blood body fluid exchange